Oh, I'm not sure how good quality my phone conversation is going to be, seeing as I was having trouble even just dialing in. It kept telling me that I had entered the wrong code, and, well, quite frankly, it is automated. I have it programmed into my phone, so either it's the right one or it's the wrong one, and it finally did get through, so it must have been the right one in the first place. So, no. Anyway, welcome to the D&D podcast, DungeonsandDragons.com, where we talk about anything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Kano is probably not going to be able to make it with us tonight, so this is probably not going to be a very promising podcast. Anyway. So, let's talk about. Well, I had Kano send me his show notes. Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Unfortunately, I did not have time today to sit down and do any research whatsoever. My apologies. Let's take a look at those show notes. Well, let's see. Yeah, that's not. Okay. That's from. Yeah. Pretty standard subject. He probably knows more about this than I do. I can't say for sure that that pizza that tastes like cardboard that you buy out of the grocery store is indeed made out of cardboard, but his first subject is GMO, genetically modified organisms, flavored cardboard, and food paint. Yes, folks, you buy a lot of stuff that has food paint in it. They give it a nicer name. They call it food coloring. But if your food has to be dyed in order for it to be appetizing, it means they washed all the color out of it. And if they washed all the color out of it probably got all the nutrients washed out of it also. So basically, all you got left is a starchy, fibrous substance that used to be good for you. But now the only thing it's good for is helping with bowel. Which is probably a good thing because you need to flush out all that food paint. Let's see now. Fescue and or seed husk of any kind of husk, for that matter. Oh! Well, any kind of organic matter, even sawdust. Yeah, he's talking about, instead of buying little bags of compost and stuff like that, buy huge quantities. Get a dump truck. Get 5 dump truckloads of whatever it is. There's plenty of businesses out there that do things with organic matter. And all you have to do is make arrangements to pick it up. And locally we have the Stocks and Seed House, which sifts fescue seeds to remove the husk so that they can sell their customer a nice, pure fescue seed. And they give away the seed husk for free to anybody who will take it. And beautiful black substance down the bottom of the vial. The vial might be 10 feet deep, top to bottom. The first 3 or 4 feet is semi-composted. It has a lot of Johnson grass root and stuff like that in it. But below that layer is this beautiful black substance that has rotted down thoroughly. It almost oozes oil. You know, whatever it is, it's water soluble, but it looks like black oil. And occasionally I've gone there with a pickup truck and dug. And sometimes I take anything that's in the file. But lately I've made an effort to skim off that first 3 or 4 feet until I get to the pure black stuff. And you throw all that stuff to the side and then just take the premium stuff out of it. But we're thinking about hiring a friend to go and get as many dump truck loads as he can from there and have him dump it on the land on one big, huge pile. And if we have to, we'll have somebody do some I'm not sure what you call the machine, but I'll say backhoe for lack of a better term. Basically, pull it all into one big pile. And just let the rain soak it, let it rot. Occasionally, let our pigs work it over. Because the pigs we plan on getting coon-coons. And the rumor is the coon-coons absolutely love Johnson grass roots. So they would love going to the officer for this stuff. Which would be great, if it turned around to our garden center. The only thing we'd have to do is just put the pile back together and the pigs pour it up. Yeah. New phone. I hate my new phone. Or at least the LG. So I went out. Samsung is way better than LG. Yeah, I have to agree with you. I've got this LTE, and while there's many, many things I like about the LTE, I'd rather have this. I don't know. My last two phones were Samsung. And a Galaxy 3 and a Galaxy 5. Keep it the Galaxy 5. Is that at least the Galaxy? There's problems, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid. Maybe I'm just absolutely stupid, and I can't find how to change the fonts on this stupid phone. I can't even change the ringtone. It keeps turning the volume down on the ringer. And even if I do have the ringer turned all the way up, sometimes it just doesn't ring. I'll be staring at it, and it's flashing that there's an incoming call, and there ain't a sound coming out of the phone. So it's no wonder people call me and I don't answer. Yeah, this is something that sending biodegradables to the dump and recycling non-biodegradables. We clean the ditches out in proper place, and we bag it up. I guess Kano grabs the larger paper and cardboard stuff. To be honest, my focus is mostly grab the stuff that's easily invisible to God. I pretty well found it always garbage in the ditch. But Kano tends to leave cardboard and paper behind. He'll make an effort to tuck it in under the grass and stuff like that. And he's got a good reason. Because, you know, well, for one, one of the things I discovered gardening out in California is the place I had was hard pan soil. And while I was there, I ran this newspaper distribution, and there was a lot of extra papers, and there was cardboard and stuff like that that they use to separate the different layers of newspaper and stuff like that. So I ended up bringing a lot of this stuff home because it was extra. And I would lay it out on my garden plot. And sometimes I'd work it into the soil, and other times I'd just put a layer of it down. It would prevent weeds from coming up. The worms would come up and eat the bottom of the cardboard. And so if I put a good mulch layer on top of the cardboard, that cardboard and newspaper would disappear in a very short order. Less than a month, I could put down a layer of newspaper and cardboard over a quarter inch, sometimes a half an inch deep. And the worms would make it disappear. Like it melted into nothing. You know, granted, I put a mulch layer of the neighbor's lawn clipping and stuff like that on top of it. But the results were the worms and whatever bugs were working on it, they dragged that stuff deep down into the soil. So this hard pan clay turned into some of the softest soil you can imagine. I'd never put a tiller to it. I could literally take my hand and dig down to my elbow, you know, just with my fingers, into something that was, you know, hard pan. It was like a rock. Wouldn't accept water. They'd have to put down lots of cardboard and newspaper on it, let the worms work it. It accepted water readily. Things grew well. I had pepper plants that last for 3 years at a time outside. I had put in bamboo. My bamboo was 30, 40, 50 feet tall. It towered over our house. At 250 pounds, I was able to climb a single stalk of this stuff at least 10 feet into the air before the plant started bending over. You know, it's just all in soil that was previously really hard clay. It's just, so I can see why he does what he does. But, you know, we're cleaning the ditch as a statement, you know, to show that we're there, that we care. And yes, he cares, but I don't think people see newspaper in the ditch as being cleaning the ditch. And yes, I know people are messed up, and they don't know what they're looking at, whatever. But I look at it as an advertising. So when you're advertising to somebody, you show them something that they want to see. And so that's what I do. But that's not strictly speaking what he's talking about. I don't know. When I was out in Vallejo, out in California, somebody suggested that our recycled material never got recycled. You find this heavily not separating our recyclables from the trash. They charge you extra for putting out extra garbage. Never put out recyclables they tacked on additional fees and fines, whatever, for not recycling. You pay for a service. The service shouldn't have the power to keep you in line. Even if they call themselves city government. But they did. I was a bit irritated with them. Congestion wasn't really being I decided one day to follow the trash trucks when they left the transfer station. Some place up north. And they would dump stuff that's supposedly recyclable in the same pile as the stuff that was supposedly all garbage. And it was all just pushed off into a landfill and occasionally burned. In other words, nothing had really changed. But they were finding it. Not doing it, but they were supposedly getting credit from the state and federal government for doing that was a recycling. It burned. So yeah. Well, now at least I'll be able to talk. I don't know how long I'll be. Yeah, I'm just reading through the notes. Why is it being a judge? You can be better if I found something. You can ask me questions. There pretty much isn't anything out there that can't recycle stuff like this somehow. So that's very leaky. Well, I think he does this thing called char gas. And he makes these wood gasifiers. And he wrote this book, Make Smoke Burn Smoke. And just a second. Here we go. And if you want to look for the book, his name is Doug Breathow, right? I don't know how much he considers me a friend, but I do appreciate that knowledge we put together. And he likes to use wood pellets, but he says you can use what he calls sausage. That's where you take small twigs and stuff and just dump them down and char those as well. But when he makes a wood gas fire, you have to finish the size of the fuel you're looking for. He makes use the charcoal to make gas again, to make more smoke. Really, it's carbon monoxide and water and water vapor when you burn the charcoal. And he says that if you take bits of plastic and put that into the charcoal, it helps the fuel. And he'll run that through his truck engine. And he can go for about an hour and a half on a 5-gallon bucket of charcoal. And I don't know how long it takes to make the charcoal and how much wood that uses up, but these wood gas fires supposedly are real good for heating up greenhouses, especially at night. Load them up in the pit for 8 hours. I suppose if he made them bigger, he could make one that would last all day. You know? And
I don't know. It turns around and makes charcoal. And his main purpose for making charcoal, he likes to work it into the oil. And we use it for fuel to run a generator or run his vehicle. Make some plastic. It actually improves the fuel efficiency. And the reason he uses charcoal to make gas instead of food chips to put gas is that the charcoal actually burns very clean and doesn't damage the engine. Where wood gas produces all this really acidic volatile oils and stuff like that. And you either go to a lot of effort to filter that stuff before you run it through your engine, or you can put the tire filter in and use charcoal to make gas and even oxide through your engine. It burns clean, that carbon dioxide. So that's the only thing you get off the charcoal. If you mix a little plastic in it, there'll be plastic charcoal oil that vaporizes it. I'd have to try it out. Trying on a generator. I don't know what to say about the Mandela. Down. They've changed the Bible. It used to say laying down the lion with the lamb and the lion with the wolf and or with the lamb with the wolf or something like that. Right. The story as I know it is somebody wrote a hymn and it talks about the lion and the lamb. Whereas scripture talks about the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the ox, whatever. I'd have to look it up to see exactly what it says, but people got it in their head that it was in the Bible. And, the Mormons and the Media of Christ were Mormons. They put out this emblem. I don't know about the Mormons, but the Community of Christ, which used to be RLDA, has an emblem of lion and lamb. Maybe changed the Bible in the past. We just remember it anyway, even though we travel through time. Right? So I don't know what matter memories are made out of. I know enough. Know that it's not made out of the same physical matter as someone I'm talking on, the table my computer's sitting on. It's not made out of that kind of stuff, right? But I know some people would say it is, but I know it's made out of that stuff, but it's made out of something. It's made out of a substance of some sort. Okay? So in that respect, it's much like the substance that the book's made out of, and the ink's made out of, and the paper's made out of. Alright? So if somebody went into the past and altered all the Bible, well, you know, did that centuries ago, millennia ago, did that back before, right? We wouldn't know it because of all our internal books would be altered at the same time. Because all the information we got had passed through this language to get to the present. So, you know, we wouldn't know any different. So, you know, they talk about the Mandela effect. Watching this podcast, and this lady was, you know, saying, yeah, I can all these pictures of all the English that my teacher taught in this picture because it's so strange. Well, no. Okay. But, you know, that's the realm of variation and such. You know, we got chihuahuas and great things now. Hey!
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yeah, I just put it in the show notes. I got down to the Mandela effect.
Mandela effect. Well, my dispatcher called and woke me up, so I'm able to be here today. Yeah, I wasn't working. I got off work about 5, and I was exhausted, so I went to bed, and now here I am.
So, okay, this is off subject, but is your dispatcher an idiot?
I'm sorry, what? You're breaking up.
Is your dispatcher an idiot?
Oh, yeah, this is the stupid guy. Yeah, I went to bed at 5 and said, call me if you absolutely have to. I'm off board. I'm going to bed. An hour later, he texts and wakes me up and says, I need to know who's on and off board.
He probably sent out a mass text.
No, he sent 2 of them. Yes, one was a mass text, and the other one was a text in response to me saying, I'm off board. So, what does that tell you?
I guess he thinks you're a party animal. I'm guessing he's wrong. Ooh, I can feel the
Yeah, the guy's not too bright, I don't think. I used to like the guy when he was a driver, but now that he's a dispatcher, I don't like him.
I had a dispatcher when I worked for Western Messenger. He hated the fact that I made more money than her husband. She gave me a really shitty run. And I'm still upset because I still make more money than her husband.
Nice.
And I made the money off the run she gave me.
Do what now?
And I made a lot of the money off the run she gave me during the day. So, yeah. Anyway, so
Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's kind of nonsensical. Okay, here's an example. If it is an experiment, they did this because they wanted to teach lawyers how people pay. And that's enough. One example, in the middle of class, this is a college day, all right, in the middle of a lecture, some guy would run into a room with a toy gun, cap gun, and yell some stuff, and pop a couple caps at another student who was in on it, who would promptly fall down on the ground and either squirt ketchup all over himself or had something, you know, like shot or anyway. And, you know, and yes. I want you all to take out your computer right now. What do you saw?
Where are you?
Am I?
I can't understand you. You're breaking up.
Ouch. That might mean I need to be a little. Hold on, let me switch earpieces.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Well, that blows. I like my new headphones because I can hear better with them. But that tells me that the first half hour of the podcast probably sucks because I can't be heard properly.
Well, that means it's a good thing my dispatcher called and woke me up.
All right. So should I tell the story again about the experiment in the college?
Yeah, because I didn't understand anything. All I understood was your old person at work was mad because you made more money than them. And that was all I understood.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. All right. Mumble, bum, whatever. Okay. So Mandela effect, all right? Now, this is a little bit of a rabbit hole, but they did this experiment in college where a professor would be lecturing, all right, and some guy would burst into the room with a toy gun, cap gun, take two or three shots at another student who was in on it, and that student would flop down on the ground and, you know, maybe spray ketchup all over himself or something, you know, make it look like he'd been shot. And everybody would be in an uproar and a turmoil and confused and, you know, trying to figure out what they should be doing. Should they be chasing the guy, you know, whatever. And who knows, maybe somebody even chased the guy. But, you know, but it was all prearranged, and the lecturer knew about it. And before everybody could settle down, the lecturer would instruct everybody that they were to get out some paper and to write down what they just saw and turn it in by the end of class.
Okay.
And, you know, and they'd of course film it. And so the next day they would have the students look over what they wrote and compare it to what was recorded. And they seldom got it right. You know, very few people got any of it right. And, you know, they'd find that people would often report the same thing, but the video would show that that's not what happened. Okay. And, you know, our human perception tends to be flawed. We don't always see the thing that happens. And how do I put it this? We tend to be flawed in the same way. So while you won't get any two reports on an event that are identical, you'll find similarities. But similarities in the testimony don't necessarily reflect what really happened.
Okay.
So there's certain phrases in movies that everybody says the same way over and over again. But when you watch the movie, that was never said that way. I don't know. What's the one, Gone with the Wind? I think that's a pretty famous one. Everybody quotes the, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. All right. As I recall, that's probably not what's exactly said. You know, we could probably look that up right now and see what the official line is supposed to be.
No, it's like doing 21 or whatever it is where 20, I don't remember what it was, but you have a whole line of people and you whisper a phrase to the first person, and it goes around
right.
In a circle. When it gets back to you, it's totally different than what you said.
Oh, yeah. Yep, because, you know, one person doesn't understand the next person, you know. But it gets worse. You could say it to a whole group. And then the whole group have time to teach the next group what you had said. You know, and have some interaction time. You know, whereas, I forget what that game was, what we called it, but it was phone something when we called it. All right. But you know, they wouldn't know, you know, after five iterations, what you said. They'd think they knew. You know, but...
Well, and everybody knows your partner says something after so many years of being with them, it goes in one ear and out the other. And then They ask you what they said, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or you make something up. That's one thing I liked about my last wife. She would repeat herself like a half dozen times. So it was a little annoying, but she, you know, if I didn't hear her the first time, I heard her at least the third time.
Right.
And so I remembered where, like, the girlfriend, trying not to name any names, two girlfriends ago, she would only say it once and expect me to remember everything she said. And I didn't remember everything she said.
Yeah. Well, at least that's slightly better than the girlfriend who expects you to just know.
Oh, well, I had a lot of those. But that's one good thing about my last wife. She was not one of those who expected me to be psychic. I don't think she ever did that to me. It was kind of weird. She's the only one that I can recall that never did that to me.
Well, my main point is that...
I'm sure it happened, but I don't recall it happening.
Yeah, my main point on that is that you know, there's certain flaws in the human consciousness that
you know what the flaw is?
No. No, I don't know
that
in particular.
That first word you said. Human.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a flaw in the human consciousness. The flaw is human. Go on.
Well,
carry on.
I err, therefore I'm human.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to look at it that way.
Who?
If you want to look at it that way.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm throwing you off topic. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, you know, the thing with the Mandela effect is people assume that they remembered things correctly. And the point is, we don't have any way of determining that we remembered things correctly. You know, sure, if we recorded everything that ever happened to us, but then they would argue, oh, well, those time-changing bandits went and changed everything, so even the recording would be different. Well, if the recording's different and you were involved in the recording thereof, wouldn't your memories be different too? You know, there may well be a Mandela effect. They may reach back in time, but, well, actually, you know, there wouldn't be a Mandela effect, but they may be reaching back in time and changing things, you know, out from underneath us. But
yeah, it's like we wouldn't remember it because it happened the way we remembered it.
Yeah, it happened, and you know, they changed what happened, and so we would remember what they changed, not what used to be.
Right.
So
the only way that around that is if we were psychic, and then we wouldn't remember what used to be, but we would remember, or we would know what should be.
Well, I can tell you what should have been. I have godlike powers to that degree.
You and me both.
And we disagree. Oh, no.
That means there's more than one God.
Jeez. Now, if there's more than one God, then they're all schizophrenic and they should be avoided.
And we should be like the Buddhists.
Yeah, maybe. Do what's right when it's right because it's right, regardless of whether the deities are right or not.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not sure who started the Mandela effect theory thing, but it'd be interesting. It's probably somebody probably wrote some sci-fi that dealt with it. I'm currently watching a sci-fi called Timeless. Unfortunately, I got trapped watching something that hadn't finished the season yet, so I've got to wait for each episode to come now to see what the next one is. But they kind of deal with this because during the show, time has been changed a couple of times on the travelers. And they remember the way it was. But when they come back, their bosses remember the way it became.
That would be a Mandela effect.
Right. That would be a Mandela effect.
If you were the one who went back in time and changed it. But then again, if you went back in time and changed it, no, like if you changed history as far as, like, for example, if I went back and changed history as far as, like, Hitler and the Nazi concentration camp situation, well, I wasn't physically there. I don't remember how it was. I remember how I was told it was.
Right.
So I went back in time and changed something, like say I killed Hitler while he was a young boy. And then that situation never happened. Well, I wouldn't have been told that situation happened, and that whole situation would elude my memory because that wouldn't happen. And therefore, I would automatically forget that it happened because it didn't happen.
Which would cause a fluctuation so you wouldn't go back in time to kill him.
Maybe that would be the question.
You know, so you'd have two timelines fluctuating back and forth. Yeah, I see problems, you know, with the theory, you know, in the program. Because even though they were back in the past when they made the change, the ripple effect down time would, you know, catch their tail end before they left to go do it. And that'd affect their decision to even go.
Right.
You know. So yeah, it's an interesting thought game. You know. So, you know, these sci-fis where they travel to the past and change things. I don't know. Rick and Morty handles it pretty good. If you ever watched that cartoon,
Mork and Mindy.
No, Rick and Morty.
I don't think I heard of it.
Okay. They had three seasons. The first season, anyway, it was a bit off. But they got better by the second and third season. Basically, Morty's this little kid going to junior high school and whatever, and his grandfather is like a super scientist. And
super scientist.
Yeah, he didn't just invent teleportation. He invented a way basically, I think they travel through time as well, you know. And they go to different realities, you know, and crap. And one of the things he deals with is their actions create parallel universes. And one of the things they have to deal with is all the Ricks got together from all the different realities and created a Ricktopia. I don't know what they called it exactly, but, you know, basically they created a government made up of Ricks, but the Rick that we're following is a pure Rick, and he does not believe in government interference, not even him getting together with other Ricks to be a government. And so the other Ricks are after him.
Nah.
But that
wouldn't be a Ricktopia. That'd be a Rick nightmare.
Yeah, basically. And at one point in the show, he really screwed up the universe that they were in. And so he searches through the different universes to find one parallel where Rick and Morty died. But the conditions were basically identical to the universe that he screwed up before he screwed it up. And so they hop into that universe and they bury the dead Rick and the dead Morty in the backyard and take their place. So, but I mean, you know, if you got parallel universes, yeah, you could have a Mandela effect if you're slipping from one reality to another, you know, but that'd be on you. That's not because they changed stuff behind us. That'd be because you slipped sideways. You're in a place where the Bible had lion and lamb, and you slipped sideways into another universe where they didn't have lion and the lamb.
All right.
You know. So.
Ricktopia.
Yeah, you'll have to look that one up. They did three seasons. I'm trying to figure out who the artists were. It looks like you remember those books, the series called Life in Hell?
No.
Well, this guy did this comic series. Say again?
You read and watch the weirdest thing.
Well, this guy did this comic book series where you dealt with, you know, where you watched this teenage rabbit go through life and anyway, one of the comic books based on that series, they called Life in Hell. And he went on to do, I don't know if it was The Simpsons, what's his name, Matt Groening? What comic series did he do?
That... That's a good question. I'd have to Google it.
Anyway, It looks like he had some involvement in the Rick and Morty thing. I'm not sure, but, you know, I'll have to do some research and find out. Hey, I had smart kids. Of course I read all sorts of weird comics. Had to keep up with them.
My second two were smart.
Your who, what, where?
And my second two were smart.
Yeah. Well. It's my wish and dream someday that my smart kids someday will realize that I'm out here and I love them and they contact me. But in the meantime, I suspect they're a lot like me. I didn't talk to my mom for about 30, 40 years.
So your smart kids are not that smart?
Yeah, they're probably the same as me. Probably won't contact me until they're about 30 or 40 years of age. Which will be a shame. Because by then, their kids will be almost adults, ready to leave the house.
They'll probably contact you once their kids become teenagers.
Probably. Maybe.
When I was, I was about 30. I mean, I've been in touch with my parents, but I called my parents and apologized to them for all the horrible things that I potentially did when I was a kid. That's about 10 years in of having kids. So, you know, give them 10 years, they'll probably contact you.
Assuming my mom's still alive by then.
Yeah.
Assuming my mom really did give Jessica my phone number.
Yeah.
Assuming I still have it in 10 years. If we have that major economic collapse that they keep talking about, might not have phones.
True. It's the end of the world as we know it.
But then again, they've gone out of their way to make sure Africans have phones.
Well, in some countries, phones are cheaper than food.
Yeah.
You know what? They've got to be able to keep track of us and keep an eye on us.
Yeah, and keep us stupid enough that we say stupid things on those devices, like we're doing now.
Yeah. They'll make sure that the technology for them to track us and keep an eye on us is cheaper than anything else. Well, maybe not anything else, but then the average whatever.
Well, they do give out. See, like one of our friends, an Obama phone. And
right.
You didn't have to pay anything for it.
Right.
You didn't have to pay for minutes. You didn't have to pay for, you know, you didn't have to pay for anything. You didn't even have to pay for the phone. It just got it in the mail.
Interesting.
You know? Now, it was no great special thing. It was a clamshell. It didn't do data. You know, But he had a phone.
You know, Miracle Whip is healthier than mayo.
Depends on who made the mayo.
True.
And does it have to know?
Kraft mayonnaise is not very healthy.
Did they put canola oil in it?
Yes.
Well, then it's not healthy.
Right. The Walmart brand of mayo that I bought, surprisingly, is healthier, but I didn't realize that until after I bought it. The reason the subject's coming up is I'm making myself a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, hey, for the longest time, I couldn't get Daisy sour cream anyplace but Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's the only healthy sour cream that we know of.
Well, Knudsen. But they don't sell Knudsen around here. And so my information about them is about 7 years old, so they may not exist anymore.
Right.
So, and that's assuming that Daisy puts on their label what's actually in there. But
true,
everybody else puts in emulsifiers and stabilizers and starches and stuff like that to thicken up their sour cream, which they use chemicals to sour and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, I go up front and I ask them, you got any sour cream? Yeah, I've got a whole shelf of it. Could you show me? And they show it to me, and I point at the label. I say, well, this isn't sour cream. You got any sour cream? Do you have any cottage cheese?
After you point all that out, they're like, oh, I don't know.
It's like, yeah, they don't have cottage cheese either. What they got is they've got milk gelatin.
Yeah. That's funny. What was it? Was it Woods that you got to carry the real sour, not real sour cream, the real cottage cheese?
No, that was Buzz's Market. I got them to carry the real thing for a while.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they're a hometown grocery store.
Yeah, I got them to carry it for a little while, but I don't get there often enough, and so, you know, they didn't do it anymore. Yeah, our local grocery store, I've asked them to carry things. I can't pronounce this jelly right, but it's Plamer, something like that. They have a brand that they call, you know, a subset of their brand that they call All Fruit. Right? They don't even add sugar. Well, they do, but the sugar they add is in the form of fruit juice. Okay? You know, you boil down fruit juice long enough, and it's basically sugar. All right? But it's not highly processed sugar. It's not, you know, sugar that was bleached white with chemicals and has traces of those chemicals, and they don't have to report it because, you know, it's below minimum standards, you know. Anyway, so there it is.
Flavored cardboard food paint.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
That's all we have in the grocery stores these days. I talked to my son the other day, and surprisingly, he was aware of the fact that the food in the grocery stores are cardboard.
Right, and so you might as well just go to McDonald's and get cardboard.
Well, he didn't say that. But this is the son that my ex had on so many drugs that he's practically handicapped. And even he figured it out.
Yeah.
Either that or we're screwed up.
Well, or we're just screwed.
Yeah. We're all jacked up. Oh, oh, hey, hey, we're all jacked up.
Well, yeah.
That's an awful deep subject for an awful shallow mind. You hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
He said, well.
Well.
Hang on, my roommate is hollering at me. I knew it. You're interrupting the best podcast ever.
Oh, you mean,
No.
Sean Hannity?
No.
Rush Limbaugh.
That's the worst podcast ever.
That's the best ever. Came on Trump, son.
What?
Hey, would you, the AC bomb is pointing up.
Okay. I'm leaving here in about 15, 30 minutes. Going to work.
Going to work?
Yep.
So I can recognize who gets the head
kid. I didn't shave it. I just cut my hair. Yes, it is short, yeah. So anyway. He loves Rush Limbaugh.
Who?
I know, right?
You mean the propagandist?
Pretty much, no. I mean, there's some truth to his stuff, but yeah. He's
well,
full of a lot of crap.
You know, Satan wouldn't have been able to get Adam and Eve to eat the fruit if there wasn't some truth behind what he was saying.
True. Well, what was the fruit?
Well, according to Brother Gregory, we deal with that tree on a daily basis. We can grab hold of the tree of life, or we can grab hold of the tree of good and evil. And it's inside our head.
It's all in your head.
It's all in your head. So, I don't know if that's the correct theory or not, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, some people believe that the forbidden fruit is an actual fruit. But some think it's the apple. Other people think it's other food. Some people believe that the forbidden fruit was sex.
Well, if it was so forbidden, then why did God tell them before they grabbed the fruit to be fruitful and multiply?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the fruit, the forbidden, well, I don't know. Then, so that probably blows that theory, because they believe that Eve had sex with Satan.
Well, there's also the theory that that Adam had a whole bunch of children with Lilith before Eve was made.
Lilith. Right. The Black Moon.
Yeah, whoever. So.
Right. Well, I mean, astrologically speaking, the Black Moon was named after her. Because she became dark and evil because
because God replaced her.
Because God replaced her, yeah.
Yeah, I that was just a guess on my part. But I mean, but that theory blows out the Bible, blows the Bible story out, because the whole reason why God made Eve is because Adam was alone. Well, if he was alone, there was no Lilith.
Well, yes and no. Lilith rebelled, according to the Lilith theory. Lilith
okay.
rebelled because she was supposed to be submissive, subservient to Adam. And she refused.
Huh. I see no requirement in Scripture for Eve to be subservient.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
That's what I recall. You know, I may not be 100% accurate.
Well, it may be the theory, but it's inconsistent with what's actually written. I got friends who badger their wives all the time because they're supposed to serve their man, and you know,
but the Bible
regardless of what their needs are, they're supposed to do what the man tells them to do.
And they think that the Bible says that, but it don't.
No. And they'll even turn to the helpmate thing as proof. And I go, dude, it says helpmate. Doesn't say slave. Helpmate. No, it doesn't mean that she gets all of her worth from your wishes and desires. It means you're supposed to help each other. You're each other's helpmate.
The only problem with that is the women respect the guys who expect them to be slaves more than they do the guys who expect them to be the helpmate.
Well, that's because we live in a society full of tyrants.
This is true.
All right. We can't be ruled by tyrants unless we ourselves are tyrants. At least the majority of us. If you're the kind of person that turns your neighbor into the police because you don't like the color of their flowers.
Or their flag.
Or their flag or whatever. Then you're a little tyrant. You're helping the tyrannical system badger your neighbor.
You're helping the tyrannical system be terroristic.
Yeah. And so, basically, you're a little terrorist yourself. So. You're all a bunch of evil little bastards, and you deserve what you're getting.
Evil bastard.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
So the next time you complain about your government, ask yourself, what are you doing to support it?
And what are you doing to change it?
Yeah.
For the better.
What are you doing to your neighbor that you would like your neighbor to do to you?
Right. Do unto your neighbor as you would like your neighbor to do unto you.
Pretty much.
Well, that's what my roommate's doing right now. He's got the air conditioning on down to 50 degrees. He's doing unto me as he would like me to do unto him.
Right. And you would like it to be what?
70.
Okay. So.
And there goes David Gray. Have a nice day. I'm getting my paperwork in order. Kind of got behind on it. And I'm cooking dinner. And I'm getting ready for work. So let's see. Let me look at my show notes.
Let me respond to this.
Well, you probably did not understand anything he said, but the first topic was GMO-flavored cardboard. And I'm getting a call from work. So I'll be right back.
Yeah, that was disconcerting. Are you still there?
Okay, I'm back.
So am I.
Yeah, I had a call from work. One of my co-workers wanted to know if I was on the yard. He's there early. I was told I didn't need to be there for another 15, 30 minutes. But he was okay with that because he wanted to go get something to eat.
Okay.
I guess he just woke up.
Yeah.
I'm actually just about to eat myself. I cooked up a hamburger.
Yeah, so my phone decided to do a reset.
Oh.
All on its own.
And I don't think it's a GMO flavored cardboard or food paint hamburger. Now, the cheese might be.
Velveeta?
No, it's Kobe Jack.
Yeah, okay. Is it orange or white?
Yes.
Yes. But the little orange bits probably have artificial dyes in them.
Food paint.
Food paint. Yep.
So I was probably the only one, only part of my burger that would fit that description. So what was you saying earlier about GMO flavored cardboard food paint?
Oh, well, yeah, actually, you kind of pointed out, I missed a lot of it when I was talking my monologue going through your notes. A lot of the stuff we do get from the grocery store is, you know, might as well go McDonald's and get it there. At least then it's warm and been prepared for you.
Right. Might cost you a little bit for their labor. Other than that.
Hey, that helps the economy, doesn't it?
True.
Buying a service that you shouldn't really need.
Depends.
Here's what I love. All right. I meet people in the grocery store. They don't want to grow a garden because they don't have time for it. And I ask them, well, how much time do you spend in the grocery store every day? And a lot of them spend about an hour a day in the grocery store. Well, if you spent an hour a day in your garden, you'd have most of the stuff that you buy here.
That's true.
And it'd be healthy.
Healthier.
Well, yeah, healthier at the very least. Probably even actually healthy.
Well, they might be buying healthy stuff in the store, but depends on where it came from, how healthy it really is.
True. True.
If it was grown with Monsanto, it's not very healthy. Pardon me, I'm shaving.
Shaving? What's that?
Well, I did laser hair removal. So my beard is patchy.
Right.
So I don't want to look like a retard, even though I probably already do. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed to use that word. One of my stalkers might reprimand me behind my back.
Why would they do that?
Well, you know. I talk about them on the podcast, so.
If mentally handicapped people refrain from calling themselves retards because it's demeaning, then somebody who refers to themselves as a retard is by no means demeaning somebody who's mentally handicapped. Because
that term doesn't
apply to them.
True that. Right, because that's not PC. Nobody here by that name. Hang on, my roommate's calling me. What? You mean you got it too cold in here?
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant.
So is that what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, we turned it off. I'm crazy.
Well, you didn't tell me that. You just told me that the AC is on.
Oh, I'm afraid he turned it off, but it's really cold.
Well, yeah. I don't speak your kind of human.
Okay, yeah. Okay, turn it off, please.
All right, thank you. Okay, he wants me to turn it off. He told me earlier the AC is on. I'm like, okay.
He was supposed to understand from that simple statement that you meant for him to turn it off.
No. The other way around. I was supposed to understand from his statement that I needed to turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I thought.
No. Either that or it was a Mandela effect.
Yeah, well, all right. Yeah.
There we go. That's what I'm going to call a Mandela effect from now on.
When there's a disagreement as to what happened in the past, there you go. Yay.
The Mandela effect is that you said something different than what you heard you said.
Probably. More than likely.
Or the other people heard something different than what you thought you said.
They probably heard what I said. But that's not the thoughts I was trying to convey.
Right. Yeah, I constantly do that.
Thank God there's faulty spell checkers to blame on some of our mistakes.
And to make mistakes that we didn't intend.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, when I review some of the videos that I make, or used to make, and the podcasts, I'll hear myself say something that I didn't mean, and I don't know how it came out that why I said what I said, but I said something that wasn't so. And I knew so. But I knew so after the fact.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
So, I think there's problems with this laptop you gave me to play with. Did it stall on you after running for a couple hours? Where the screen would still be lit up on whatever you were doing, but you couldn't move the mouse or type?
No.
You didn't do that?
It wasn't my laptop.
Oh. Well, okay. Did the person who previously have it report that that was the problem?
I don't recall.
So all you did was you blanked out the hard drive that was in it.
I backed it up and blanked it out, yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever data bits were on there, I thoroughly shuffled because I installed Linux on it. Ubuntu, in particular. But one of the first pieces of software I've been trying to install on it is this software called Steam, which allows you to play all sorts of games. And in particular, I wanted to be able to play Mabinugi on a Linux system. And Steam will let you do that, supposedly. But I can't get it to run. And I've noticed every once in a while, the computer just locks up. Can't type anything on it, can't change the window, can't move the cursor, nothing. It's just, you know, it's like the blue screen of death, except it's the last screen you saw screen of death. So I was doing some research, and one of the things I found out is Steam actually puts out a Linux OS so that the it is Linux, and you can do Linux stuff with it, but its main focus was at having the Steam game engine, you know, up front and going, so your machine's basically a game machine when you've installed this. And so since I haven't really done anything with it other than install Ubuntu and try a few commands here and there, I don't mind switching to a different OS, but the way they want you to install it is via thumb drive, and I haven't been able to make a thumb drive that this Acer will accept to install a new operating system on it. So I'm thinking maybe I'll take the file and burn it to a DVD instead, and see if I can stick it in that way and get the get it accepted. Anyway, I'm currently re-downloading the zip file. See if maybe I downloaded the zip. If the zip file I previously got was badly damaged or something, and I'll compare the two downloads to each other. And if they're identical, then I guess they came in good.
Hi-ho, it's off to work I go.
Yep. All right. So why don't we call this a night and give them the contact information? And
the contact information is .com.
How do you spell that? Is that spelled with a or a?
All right. Hang on a second. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, the website's DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And if I had it up right now, I'd tell you what the phone number was. But it right on the top of the screen, it tells you the phone number, how to contact us, how to dial in. I know Kano never puts the hashtag after the entry code, but honestly, it does work better if you hit that little hashtag and after you put in the little code. But basically, you dial the number, a nice female voice comes on. It's a robot, so.
Female inanimate object.
Yeah, female inanimate object. Asks you for your access code for your podcast, and you enter that, and she'll join you in with the podcast.
And if we're not there yet, if we're not there yet, it'll give you music to listen to until we show up.
Nice repetitive tune that by the time we show up, you'll be in a rubber room.
Yeah. We're usually here. We're just sometimes late.
Yeah, maybe 5 minutes. I think the latest I've been is about 15 when I was unsure what was going on.
I think the latest we've been was 30 minutes.
Usually what I'll do if I don't know what's going on is I will call in. I just won't start the recording yet.
Until somebody else calls in?
Yeah, I wait until somebody else calls in. So.
How dare ye!
If I call in with the quiet host call in and you're not there, I hang up and call in again with the other. And every once in a while, you've surprised me, and in the time I hung up and called back, you were there already.
Sometimes I surprise you in what?
And you're when I hang up from the quiet host and call in with the actual full login. In that time, you've sometimes called in and have logged in already. So I end up, and then all the automated dialing goes over your voice and stuff.
No, it's all good. I always do the dial-in, and that's why it takes me a second to respond when you talk, because it's going dick, 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 dick. So
yep.
I wait for it to do that, and then I'll speak.
Yeah, and tonight I had to call in about 5 or 6 times because even though I have it fully automated, for whatever reason, it and it's nice because it read back whatever I dialed in, and that's not it was repeating things that I had not programmed into the phone.
That's weird.
So, well,
I've had it misdial because it wasn't dialing at the right time frame, you know, for whatever reason. The timing was off, and so it was misdialing.
Right. Yeah, I could see that, because if you didn't put enough space or you put too much space.
Or I don't know, sometimes the recording just didn't come on.
Right.
When it was supposed to, and then my thing started dialing prematurely. Or normally it dials normal.
Right. Well, tonight was interesting because when it did the code, I'm not going to repeat the code because then that'd give people access to our end, but
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, well, okay. So instead of doing the 4-5, it would skip the 4, and it would act like the 5 was dialed twice, even though it was only programmed to be there once.
Ah.
So something was glitching the system, and it was doing it consistently. And what was neat is the recording actually told me what I dialed. It was like, well, that's not what's programmed in there.
I don't think it's ever told me what I dialed.
Well, it did for me tonight when it was wrong.
Interesting.
When I got it right, it didn't tell me. But I knew it got it right because it accepted it. Anyway, so, yeah. DementedDungeonsDragons.com. Phone number's at the top. You can go to the archive page, or you'll probably be directed straight to the archive page. And any of our podcasts previously done, there they are. And tomorrow night, you can catch us 7 Central. The webpage for that is scrap.gov/scrap.com. And we try to keep that one political. We'll talk about politics on this one. Well, yeah.
We try to keep it politically non-political.
Yeah.
No, it's a Freedom Fighter podcast. It's a Liberty podcast.
There we go. as opposed to this one, which is just about anything we want to talk about. That one we tried to limit the subject somewhat.
Though, we ain't talked about games, did we?
I did, somewhat. Well, here at the end I talked a little bit about the Steam OS. So,
right.
Which is currently reporting it's going to take 5.5 hours to download. So, and I'm going to have to check on it frequently because it keeps stopping, which is annoying.
Annoying. Well, if you get on Mystera Legacy, you can find me on the West Coast server.
West Coast server, Mysteria Legacy. What name would that be?
Oh, Kano. Kano the Mal Gigolo.
All right, and if you had to be playing one of your alts, what would the name be?
Kano.
What is it, one of the other alts other than those two?
That's the only two that I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember Red Towers, you had about, what, 5 or 6 alts, and they were all named Kano?
Yeah.
By the way, Mama Doogie won't let you do that. You can't use any strange I's or O's or, you know, C with a little dot underneath it. Can't do that.
I haven't tried that with this game, but my main Kano character is spelled with a capital O, capital C. My alt is capital C with a 0 instead of an O.
There we go.
And
depending on what font you have on your computer, it all looks the same.
Pretty much. And basically, I just throw on my alt things like material that I want to save up and certain weapons. Like, say, for example, if you rebirth, you can't use high-tech weapons. You got to start over like a noob. So I just have my alt carry all the weapons that I can't use at the moment or that I graduate from. And armor, for that matter. So my favorite gear and weapons is what I have my alt carry, as well as like building material and important items. Things that are a dime a dozen that I don't really use a whole lot, don't really need. I don't worry about those things. I'm actually a member of a different kingdom now. So I donate all the rest of the stuff to them. Actually, I donate a lot of stuff to them. But anything that I want to keep for myself, I put it on my alt. And that's probably work texting me saying, "Where are you at?"
Yep. So, good night, folks.
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow at scrapgoscrap.com.
There we go.
Okay, bye.
7 Central.
7 Central. And don't forget to check out our international numbers. You can call from like 63 different countries.
Woo!
And maybe more. I haven't checked. Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.